John says, here's the patience of the saint. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. This is the law and the gospel. The world and the churches are uniting in harmony in transgressing the law of God, in tearing away God's memorial, and in exalting a Sabbath that bears the signature of the man of sin. But the Sabbath of the Lord thy God is to be a sign to show the difference between the obedient and the disobedient. I saw some reaching out their hands to remove the banner and to obscure its significance. Now, I'm not trying to say anything about those of us in Adventism that have the philosophy, let's meet the people where they're at, not so say so much about what we stand for. That's part of this passage, but that's not the focus that I'm trying to gather out of here. The sign, the banner, our colors, our flag is the banner that Sister White calls the banner of the third angel's message. It's the law and the gospel. And the bound that the papacy claims to remove is the part of that banner that is the most important part in the end time controversy. It's the Sabbath. The papacy is going to have claimed to change the Sabbath to Sunday, and that's the bounds that the haughty Assyrian has removed in this passage. Now, here's the passage where we're going to start focusing into a gathering in this chapter 10 and 11 of Isaiah. Chapter 10, verses 20 and 22. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped out of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness. Now this returning, I would suggest to you, is a gathering, and I'll show you what I mean here in Isaiah 11, verses 10 through 12. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather them and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The Lord is promising here that at the very end of time, when this Sunday law issue is going on, that the